Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Sometimes It's 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. And this is the Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636 are the magic numbers. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. I would certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on there, out there in your neck of the sporting world. Those magic numbers again are 1-855-915-WMFO. Magic numbers and letters. 1-855-915-9636. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, and I will be right back. Okay, 416 here on WMFO in Medford. It is 43 rainy degrees out there. We are here in Medford, Massachusetts, and we're going to have that weather update sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry, so you stay tuned for that. We'll tell you how to get dressed. We'll tell you what the weather is, and you can determine how you're going to get dressed for today. Okay, this is a Brown Perspective on Sports. Again, our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We are streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, over the radio, 91.5 FM, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org, from the App Store. College football scores. On Thanksgiving Day, Mississippi State 35, Mississippi 3. On Friday, November the 23rd, Oklahoma 59, West Virginia 56. If you think that was a high-scoring game, wait till you hear the ones that we have coming up later on in college football. Upset, upset, upset. Number 16, Washington defeated number 8, Washington State, 28-15. UCF 38, South Florida 10, but the UCF starting quarterback is out for the season with a broken leg. Texas 24, Kansas 17, and then yesterday, Alabama 52, Auburn 21, Clemson 56, South Carolina 35. Clemson can score points, but their defense gives up a lot of points, so, you know. That was 5 touchdowns yesterday against South Carolina, who was not ranked. Notre Dame 24, USC 17. Oh, upset. Ohio State, ranked number 10, defeated Michigan, ranked number 4, 62-39. Woo! That may knock Michigan out of the Final Four there. Georgia 45, Georgia Tech 21. Now, here's the big one. I wouldn't want to sit through this game. I don't care how much of a football fan I was or am or what college I went to. But anyway, we have an upset here. Texas A&M, ranked number 22, defeated LSU, ranked number 7, 74-72. That game went into overtime, and they scored more points in overtime than they did during the regular four quarters. I wonder how many people were still there at the end of the game. But anyway, it's a good thing they were playing in warm weather. Cold weather game, that would have been brutal. People would have been frozen in the seats. Anyway, Texas A&M upset LSU 74-72. I wonder if that's the highest scoring game in college football history. I don't know. Maybe I'll look that up and tell you next week. Florida 41, Florida State 14. Penn State 38, Maryland 3, Kentucky 56, Louisville 10, Utah 35, BYU 27, Northwestern 24, Illinois 16, Syracuse 42, BC 21. That may knock BC out of the top 25 and lower their bowl expectations. They'll probably get into a bowl, but it won't be one of the higher ranking bowls. So anyway, good year for BC. What, 8-4, 8-5, something like that. Boise State upset Utah State. Boise State, ranked number 23, defeated Utah State, ranked number 21, 33-24. Another upset, unranked Miami, defeated number 24, Pitt, 24-3. And Iowa State, 42, Kansas State, 38. So I guess there are going to be some changes in the rankings for college football coming out this week. And they're getting nearer to, I guess, conference playoff games, which will also influence to some degree, I guess, the final rankings. And we're going to see who gets into the Final Four. Alabama looks like it's a shoo-in, barring some major upsets. Clemson, like I say, they give up a lot of points, but they should make it also. Notre Dame, number 3. The battle is now for number four position. Georgia, I guess, would move up into that battle. Yeah, I guess. Okay, well, we'll find out. I'm just broadcasting what they tell me. 421 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on the FM dial. On the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org, from the App Store. I'll be back.
Joel Klein catches a 7 o'clock train after his evening CPR class at the American Red Cross.
Ron Garrity's on the same train. He's had a rough day and doesn't feel like himself. Until he feels the sudden tightness in his chest, Ron never thought he'd actually have a heart attack.
Until Joel is administering CPR, he never thought he'd actually save a life.
When you train with the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 426 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. College basketball men yesterday, Kansas State 77, Lehigh 58, Virginia Tech 75, St. Francis of Pennsylvania 37, Buffalo 76, and Marist 49. In ladies college basketball, Notre Dame 91, Oregon State 81. They retain their position as the number one college basketball, women's college basketball team thus far this year. UConn 86, Purdue 40. UConn is in second place in the rankings for college women's college basketball. Oregon 79, St. Mary's 55, Baylor 67, Georgetown 46, Louisville 86, Hartford 69, Mississippi State 105, Jackson State 38. How do you spell cupcake? Maryland 58, Georgia 51. Stanford 71, American 49. I need to know more about spelling cupcake. Texas 69, Michigan 52. In an overtime game, Tennessee 73, UAB 69. Upset, unranked Florida State defeated Iowa, ranked number 12, 71-67. Upset, overtime game, Drake, unranked, defeated South Carolina, ranked number 13, 90-85. Syracuse, 83, DePaul, 81, South Florida, 60, UCLA, 56, California, 70, San Diego, 53, Arizona State, 82, Southern Illinois, 38, Cupcake. 65, Quinnipiac, 51. Quinnipiac may not win many games, but I love that name. What college you go to? I went to Quinnipiac. Huh? I had to look it up where Quinnipiac is. They're in Connecticut somewhere. Marquette, 96. UIC, 32. Another cupcake game. West Virginia, 81. Eastern Kentucky, 39. That's it in women's college basketball this weekend. 429, the sound is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here. I'll be right back.
What if it wasn't always about getting ahead? What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? What if your career goals were to change? Instead of flying off to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? To embark on a different track. To volunteer in ways you never dreamed of. In places you never imagined yourself being. Like a tiny island in the Pacific, barely visible on a map, but where needs are easy to see. Or a village on the African continent, where just a little training in HIV awareness can change the fate of thousands. What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 434, the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. Yesterday, the Cavaliers 117 and the Rockets 108. Cavs have won two games in a row. How about that, sports fans? Let's see. What else do we have here? Wizards 124, the Pelicans 114. Timberwolves 111, the Bulls 96. Nuggets 105, Thunder 98. The Mavericks 113, the Celtics 104. The Bucks 135, the Spurs 129. The Warriors 117, and the Kings 116. And that Celtics loss yesterday. Morris got 13 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Tatum got 21 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Horford got 8 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal. Irving got 19 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Brown got 16 points, 5 rebounds, 6 steals, 5 rebounds, no assists, 1 steal and 1 block for Brown. Ojeleye didn't score. He got 3 rebounds and an assist. Baines got 4 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. Rozier got 4 points, 1 rebound and 3 assists. Smart got 19 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. Any game that Marcus Smart get 19 points off the bench, we should win. But we didn't, so there you go. Celtics have been up and down this season. What, they are 10 and 11? No, 10 and 10, something like that on the season. Not the season that we expected. Gordon Hayward didn't play. Soreness in his repaired ankle, and they kept him out of back-to-backs. Kind of surprised that Theis didn't get into the game. Neither. But anyway, we're going to leave that to Brad Stevens. I'm sure the guys are going to turn it around. Irving did not have a great shooting game. 19 points. I think he took 11 shots, only made 4, something like that. But anyway, better things are on the horizon. We know the talent is there. Tatum has not fallen into a sophomore slump. Brown seems to be getting his mojo together. Guy who seems to be able to get to the rim anytime he wants. But we'll see what happens. Rozier is not playing like he played during the playoffs when he was running the show. But with a good second team, he should be doing a lot better. But anyway, like I said, I don't have the answers. I am a little surprised. But then when I think about it, you know, we never knew how Gordon Hayward was going to work into the whole entire team concept, because he went down in the first game last year, 5 minutes into the first game. So this is his first year. And so therefore, we're having a more difficult time trying to get our thoughts out here than Gordon Hayward is getting into the flow of the Celtics offense and defense. He showed some signs, but hopefully the ankle and the leg not going to be major ongoing problems. And, you know, hopefully by even before the All-Star game, we'll be rolling, like I think we should be rolling. Too much talent to be 10-10 at this mark of the season. 4:38 is the WMFO time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Talks Freeform Radio. We're on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast at iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, November 25th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Likes.
Do you have dislikes?
Do you have a favorite movie?
Do you have something to say?
Do you have a secret? Do you have dreams?
Do you have goals?
I do.
Well, I do.
I do.
Everyone does.
No matter what race or color they are.
Talk to each other.
Listen to each other.
We're not all that different.
I like good food.
Good music.
I want to fall in love.
I want a good job.
I want my kids to live in a world
where they are loved
and safe and respected for who they are.
Sure, we're all different.
But we're also all the same.
Understand the similarities.
Respect the differences.
Help end prejudice in your lifetime. Call 1-800-934-3430 or log on to www.whitehouse.gov. Let them know what you do to end prejudice. Together we can build one America in the 21st century. Brought to you by the President's Initiative on Race, the Leadership Conference Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. National Hockey League scores yesterday. Yes, National Hockey League scores yesterday. Okay, we're here. I'm trying to get my background music up. Here it is. Okay, National Hockey League scores yesterday. Capitals 5 and the Rangers 3. Maple Leafs 6 and the Flyers zip. The Bruins 3 and the Canadiens 2. The Sabres 3 and the Red Wings 2. That was a shootout. The Blackhawks 5 and the Panthers 4. That went into overtime. Islanders 4 and the Hurricanes 1. Penguins 4 and the Blue Jackets 2. The Jets 8 and the Blues 4. The Avalanche 3 and the Stars 2. The Golden Knights 6 and the Sharks zip. The Canucks 4 and the Kings 2. In that game, in the first period, 13:01 the first period, Backes got his first goal of the year unassisted. And then at 14:42 of the same period, DeBrus got his 10th goal of the year with assists from Craig Krug and Asiari. No scoring in the second period. And in the third period, Drovin got his 9th goal of the year at 6:46 of the third period with assists from Alsner and Mite. And that made it 2-1 Bruins. At 10:09 of the third period, Tatar got his 10th goal of the year on a power play with assists from Shaw and Agostino. But at 17:00, that made it 2-2. At 17:03 of the third period, Moore got his first goal of the year with assists from Backes and Krejci. And that was the final, 3-2 Bruins. Tuukka Rask had 31 saves. Price had 32 saves for the Canadiens. So, there you go. The Bruins on a little mini winning streak here, even though they've had a lot of injuries, a lot of new faces, a lot of names I don't even know, can't pronounce, have no idea how well they are going to play together as a team. Competitive for the playoffs? I can't tell. You know, things just change so quickly. So many different people. Everything else going on. Maybe we'll get a better glimpse of things as time goes on. 4:46 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Touch free from radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting in iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, as I said before, and we're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Be back in a few secs talking NFL football. Okay, 4:49 here on WNFO's The Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Let's go to the National Football League. As you know, as a regular listener, I am in a pitch battle with my son, Scott, my grandson, Kyle, our good friends, Kenny and Bill. And right now, Scott is still holding on to first place. At the end of last week, he was 91-55. I was 88-58. Kyle was 83-63. Actually, Kenny jumped over Kyle, 84-62. Kyle, 83-63. And Bill, the strong man in the basement, 80-66. Okay. Now on the Thursday games. Where are my Thursday stats here? On the Thursday games, where are you? I know I have you here somewhere. Anyway. Oh, here we are. In the Thursday games, the Bears 23 and the Lions 16, and I had that one. The Cowboys 31 and Washington 23 had that one too. And the Saints 31 and the Falcons 17. I went 3-for-3. Saints may be the best team in the league the way they dominated the world champion Eagles last week. The Cowboys losing Smith for the season, Washington. So that makes the Cowboys' season. McCoy didn't do bad. And the Lions. Oh, I went 2-for-3. I'm sorry, I had the Lions. How did I have the Lions? Why did I have the Lions? I shouldn't have had the Lions. But anyway, I blew that one. Okay, let's go into today's games and Monday's games. Today I have the Jaguars over the Bills, if they can stop talking and just play ball. I got the Seahawks over the Panthers. One team rising and the other team falling and may not be able to get back up. I got the Browns over the Bengals in the Ohio Bowl. Does anybody care? I got the Colts over the Dolphins. Another team rising and another team falling. Luck seems to be back in shape and he's whipping those guys into some kind of playoff potential. Would you believe it? I got the Patriots over the Jets. Let's see how many key guys are off the injury report. The last time we heard, Brady missed Friday's practice with a knee situation and also with an illness. Meaning he might have had the flu and they didn't want it around contaminating the rest of the other players. I got the Eagles over the Giants if they have any pride left. I got the Ravens over the Raiders. Flacco may never get his job back, but running QBs don't last very long in the NFL, Lamar. So stay in that pocket as long as you can. I got the 49ers over the Bucks. Winston is back at QB, but it probably won't make any difference. I got the Chargers over the Cardinals. And I knew that Rivers couldn't be trusted. He blew that game for me last week. Just like I thought he might. I got the Steelers over the Broncos. I don't see them as serious contenders for the big game, however. I got the Vikings over the Packers. This is a coin toss game, and I'm taking the home team, but not very confidently. I got the Texans over the Titans. I had a feeling that the Titans would have a drop-off after beating the Patriots, and Watson is starting to look like Mahomes. the Rams, a Brown perspective here. The Rams and Chiefs was really an exciting game, even though I had to hit the sack early in the third period. Mahomes is the real deal. He completed some unbelievable passes and with his legs made the Chiefs an even greater threat to the vaunted Rams defense. But can two teams who allowed over 50 points to each other, especially as highly rated as the Rams defense was going into the season, be considered as serious contenders for the big game? Right now, my crystal ball has the Patriots and the Saints in the Super Bowl, but key injuries could change all that. How's that for a Brown perspective on sports. 4:54 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here. Just about ready to wrap things up at 4:54. And get ready for Sounds of Praise. Sounds of Praise, we're bringing you our post-Thanksgiving Day program entitled Every Day is a Day of Thanksgiving. So you stay tuned for that. We have some fantastic Thanksgiving music coming your way. Okay, how about retribution to some degree? David Price won the Comeback Player of the Year award in the American League. And even though I thought he should have been perhaps at least co-MVP in the World Series, hey, we'll take whatever we can get. Alex Cora got a contract extension to the year 2021, I believe. And that's retribution for not getting Manager of the Year. But, you know, from what I understand, he's one of the lowest paid managers in the major leagues. And it would be nice if they threw in some extra bucks along with an extra year or two. But anyway, he's going to be in the fold. And going to look for the team to fold. So he should be getting his due paycheck in a year if he comes anywhere close to repeating what we did this past year, which is going to be difficult. But some of the good things that are going on even in the off season, J.D. Martinez, from what I understand, has invited Jackie Bradley Jr. and Rafael Devers down to his estate in Florida, and they're going to be working on some batting things. So Jackie has had some in-season tips from J.D. and had a very good playoff, improving over his regular season, and hit some good power and some key hits. Devers has done the same thing. I don't know how much time he spent with J.D. during the season, but in the off-season, it can't hurt. J.D. Martinez is like Ted Williams, a student of the game of hitting, and anything that rubs off from him to them, it'll be well worth it. And just think what a powerhouse we would have, we will have, if we get J.D., Ralphie Devers and Jackie Bradley Jr. hitting on a more consistent level and with some power. Wow. Oh, and also, if we get Dustin Pedroia back, that's going to be even better. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm host Donnelly Brown. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, talking more sports. And love to get you involved in the sports conversation. So, like I said, stay tuned for Sounds of Praise, our post-Thanksgiving Day program coming your way. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving, especially here on Sounds of Praise. Thank you.